Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. We're so glad you could come aboard. My name is Zach, and before we begin our adventure, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is always advised. Now, if you're ready, let's find our seats, make sure your bus buddy is accounted for, and let the adventure begin.
I almost wanted to rapid fire it again, but unfortunately, here we are. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your GM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game of D&D with me. Tonight, players, we're going to introduce ourselves. Rapid fire, lightning round. If you had to have someone replace you and run your character, who would it be?
We've done that before.
No, we haven't. Mm-hmm. Have we?
Like at the table or like actors or something?
Like at the table.
Well, the answer to both prompts is Jack Black.
I was thinking more of just like a normal person, but whatever, that's fine.
The DM.
Normal hilarious. Everyday life person?
Yeah, just a normal person.
My name's Michelle Piper. I play Nell Webb. This is Rapid Fire. You can tell how clipped my sentences are. I want Dolly Parton to play me.
She's not a normal person, it's a goddess.
She is a normal person and a goddess.
There's
that's what
nothing
makes her
normal
so
about that
special.
I can't do mine because then they'll die.
Oh.
Whisper it to me.
The real person will die.
You can't say it in the mic. Whisper.
Yeah, even if you say it.
So use that
lowercase,
for good.
The Death Note still
say
works.
Taylor Swift.
Whoa!
I said the album was bad. Michelle said she should die.
That's Travis's
do you want us to lose a Super Bowl? Gosh,
nobody,
thank you.
Nobody, okay. Nobody wants Taylor Swift to got. Nobody wants anything but the best for Taylor Swift. It's all jokes.
She's gotten nothing but the best for like 2 decades now.
It's
she's
all
on a
jokes.
Great run.
It must be nice.
We're just joking, Tay Tay.
If I had to have someone replace me, I'd want Steve Miller to replace me.
I miss him. From the Steve Miller band?
No, Steve Miller, the person we know, Steve Miller.
And I won't back.
But I want Dave Matthews to replace me.
Fair enough.
Just to satisfy Drew, I would like to have Chris Renshaw replace me for an episode.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair, yeah.
I'm trying to think of a who would be fun to play? Callie could play me for a week. That could be fun.
That would be
she
fun.
She would have no idea what was going on and probably not enjoy it.
Have a great time.
Yeah, my girlfriend would speak even less than I do.
I'm Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed. I said a couple answers a second ago.
Yeah, you're good. That's all good.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Drew. I play Connie the Reach. Pierneas.
That's who you would get to replace you?
Nope. That's the answer that Will said I would give no matter what.
What was it again?
My so favorite word for penis. Pierneas.
Is that how she says it on New Girl when she won't say the word?
Roger Dodger.
I think that's... Yeah.
Yikes.
Did
you say one?
Copernicus.
Matt, Zook, Magoop, Mel, Tortle, Wizard 6, Level 6, and...
Has it become your name? Matt Zoop Mill Tortle?
Yeah.
It sounded like it was your full name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
That's cool. I'm not laughing at you. I love it. Drew Connie the Reach, male human.
get a lot of questions out of the way for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
The guy who plays Donatello in whatever the fourth Ninja Turtle movie is that came out in sequential order. I'm trying to be like, super vague. And
the actual, the actual, like the actor who played
The artist
Ninja
dead,
Turtle,
so
or
good.
The Ninja Turtle himself?
Wait, what?
Donatello the Ninja Turtle.
Donatello the Ninja Turtle, or the guy who played Donatello the Ninja Turtle?
You both.
If you had to kill one of the four Ninja Turtles.
That's a different prompt.
Okay, no, but seriously, my answer for the question of who I would want to play, and it doesn't have to be a normal person, right?
It could be whoever you want at this point.
Kristen Stewart.
Sick. That would be funny.
I think she would be, I think she would be really fun to play Connie.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to watch.
I think she would be way more aggressive, way meaner, say a lot of really fun.
Okay, if you're doing that, then I want, hi, I'm Will, I play Batios. I would like Robert Pattinson to voice...
yes, both that's of those are cool choices.
Do you think that's going to create
name
a weird, weird energy?
Taylor Lautner.
Fuck. Jacob Black. No.
Hey, was the girl from Pitch Perfect in that?
Yes, Anna Kendrick.
I love her. I love her. Okay.
So stupid. Michael Sheen in those movies as well.
Oh, Michael Fassbender was in those movies?
No.
It was worth a shot.
All right, actors. We're going to go ahead and... take five
wasn't
on that
Elrond
one.
Elrond in that?
Oh my god.
No, and start episode
of Michael Sheen.
L. Ron Hubbard was in that?
34 of the Wild Magic School Bus. So the last time we were here, the gang had found themselves in the midst of a prison riot where chaos broke out and punches were thrown, spells were cast, and one by one the gang was able to pull themselves out of the fight and get themselves away from everything. A little wounded, a little beat up, a little worse for wear, but more resolute in knowing that they needed to finish what they started in completing this escape spell. Kestis found himself in the cell of Vodos, one of the oldest patrons of the Void, and spent the night wondering what had happened to him as he discovered that wherever Vodos was, it was not by his own volition. But you guys had your long rest, and for the next day, just kind of walking around, as I said before, kind of walking around this kind of muted haze of just knowing kind of there's a lot of death and crazy stuff that happened just a day ago. But life on the Void continues on even after all of that. But you are all able to reconnect with each other and plan whatever you want to do next. It is up to you. So what do you guys want to do?
Try and get together and build this circle.
We need to convene and start making escape plans.
Yeah, I mean, we've got everything.
Yeah, we
got
to get out of here and fast.
Is it safe to come out?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's either dead or too beat up to do anything. And by the way, guys, seriously, I don't know what you guys were doing, but these two killers.
I was a bear.
That sounds pretty outrageous.
Yeah, I killed four people with my children.
Oh.
I stabbed a guy in the taint.
That's what he sounds like now.
Yep.
I think I only killed one guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not proud of the person I was yesterday.
Based on what alignment?
Neutral.
That checks out.
It's a threshold.
Listen, you did what you had to do. We need to stay alive long enough to get out of here.
Minimum.
What do we need to do? Do we need to just let? Do we need to just know buy Nell and Zook enough time to sort of make us a magic spell that gets us out of here? Is that the situation?
Do we have everything we need?
We've
for
got
that?
All our
Why
stuff,
don't we just
right?
Do that.
And here's the rock dust.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I forgot what he sounds like.
You're falling apart with his accent.
That was a week ago.
That's
great. That was last week.
One of these evenings when everything is all quiet, we can gather together. I can make sure that we're pretty much undetectable, and we can go ahead and cast this spell and get out of here.
I would like that very much.
If we need somewhere sort of out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Votus' cell is empty. We could maybe use that as sort of a staging ground.
Has he not been accounted for?
No. That's where I spent the last night. I was thinking maybe that would be what I tried to look into a bit today, and then maybe tonight we could get to work.
Okay.
There's not a lot of folks down there, though. I figured maybe it's a bit more off the beaten path.
Well, that guy kind of helped us out a lot. I would hate to leave here without bringing him with us.
Well, that was my thought, too.
Does it also seem like he's kind of resigned himself?
That's a good point.
I don't know. Does he want to leave at this point?
I don't think he had much faith in us before. I thought maybe if we could show him that we were about to finish the job, that he might be interested. There's not really anybody else down here that I'd want to take with me, but...
Yeah, when things descended into chaos, a lot of people really revealed their true natures. Mm-hmm. This party excluded. We did what we had to do.
We survivors.
Self-defense.
They came under my property.
Yeah. Yeah. Zook is aware of the stand your ground laws of the void. I was inside my cell when I cast Thunderwave. Don't even.
I'm trying to scramble in. What would you have done?
My God.
Listen, no. You were protecting yourself. You don't have to keep explaining it.
Yeah, look at my ribs busted all to shit. I was innocent.
No, it's okay.
So all of the stuff that we need, we've got it sort of up here. Do we want to get it just downstairs, sort of out of the way? I think it's all in these couple of cells right next to each other.
We're going to have to be pretty discreet.
I had a thought about that, actually. I was thinking I could try
single file line.
I'm going to gather all of the stuff that we need. We've got a vial of ink, right? Mm-hmm. We've got some ink. We got a big bucket of rock dust.
Mm-hmm.
We've got gems that we've tucked away up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other...
canvas.
The canvas. I'm going to put the gems and the ink pouch into the rock dust,
mm-hmm.
set the canvas folded up on top of it in the bucket.
And put it in a mattress.
Yeah, pick up the bucket, and then I'm going to turn into a little spider, and somebody can... I can ride on
Ah, yes, that leg. Weird loophole we never determined about how you're
it
wearing
it. It specifically says all the things you're wearing or carrying.
You're wearing or carrying, and it gets absorbed.
Wear or carry, it's getting smaller.
Yep.
See, when I learn how to pick up the front of a car... then I'll be able to do that.
Let's start with like a smart car.
Mm.
And then we'll go to an electric vehicle.
Like a little tyke.
Smart cars don't park like jerks. Because they know that anyone can retaliate.
Any way they park a smart car, they can't park like a jerk. Like it's
It's
so unfair.
Why do you park this thing perpendicular?
Yeah.
They can park it parallel in a parking lot. Yeah. It would still fit
you
in the parking
spot. On the line, and people would be like, I can fit in that space.
Still fit in that space. It's crazy.
So the ideal candidate.
There's,
really.
So there's a little
ideal
mouse.
Cannabis,
we'll say.
What?
A little mouse with a brown body and a white head.
little tiny mouse shrew thing.
That can just kind of can carry me downstairs. Okay.
Yeah.
So mouse
or shrew? Shrews are
you can just hide in my shell.
Tiny. Just a little mouse.
I think Zook should do it. He's the most discreet of us all.
Yeah, you could hide in my shell.
Perfect. And it just scampers up into one of the open doorways on your shell.
Scamper up into the shell.
In there.
No, not the shrimp one.
Like Drew's intestines.
You guys know which ones are the shrimp ones.
We've been well briefed on which containers are the shrimp
ones. Someone has actually put signs on them.
Yeah. It's just a little skull and crossbones on like half the compartments on Zook's shell.
The shrimp pocket.
Connie dips into those every once in a while when no one's looking.
Using a band name.
Using
sure.
Pass Without Trace.
Connie he's would like, dip into a shrimp pocket, you know?
I feel lighter.
Sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
You do? Oh.
Well, as
he replaces it then with something about the same one.
Every once in a while. Every time he Raiders of the Lost Arks just swaps a little rock in there.
As you guys are trying to like
it just gets better
figure
every
out
day.
The next, like, what you're doing next, you're all kind of, like, talking together and kind of preparing for the next step here. There is the sound of a voice that kind of booms louder than it should throughout the void. and you hear the voice of Caden. He's, my fellow prisoners, yesterday there was a bit of a misunderstanding within our keep. You see, there were some among you who thought it pertinent to exact violence upon your fellow man. Those instigators of this riot have been found and have been re-educated on the way we do things. But let me be perfectly clear to each and every one of you. The void survives because we work together. So, I reiterate, do your jobs. Serve your fellow man. That is how we survive here.
And the voice fades.
Nell, you must be pretty worried, huh?
Goop.
Nah, he said they found the people who were responsible, whatever
that's
the
right.
heck that means. So what I'm, even happened?
Yeah,
that
I wasn't does responsible.
Pose, I mean, so it... That does pose an interesting question, because the one directly responsible would have been me. I might have cast a spell of antagonization to cover our trail, and it worked flawlessly, almost.
Okay, so we can assume that it was the guys that you forced to antagonize each other?
That's a safe assumption, yeah. Nothing right. ever came from assuming.
So that's unfortunate that you probably caused the death of many people.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, that puts me at 6, too short of what Nell had.
I don't know. We could give all the credit to you if you look at it a certain way. But anyway, I hate that dude.
Which dude?
I don't even want to say his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It makes me very happy that we're about to leave.
Perception check. Is there anybody around?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
He said in hushed tones.
We're talking a fat 6.
Yeah, you don't see the invisible imp that's watching this whole conversation.
You don't want to use a knack for it?
Might no, for sure.
I'm kidding.
Sure
no, you're fine.
What? I don't really expect this place to deliver justice as it should. Maybe we should find Votos.
And get the hell out of here.
I'm...
Wait, not to address the elephant in the room, but why are we finding Votos again?
Because he's gone missing. Kestis indicated that maybe he was gone by force. He's helped us out this entire time. I don't want him to be collateral.
That's true.
So everybody else could do.
We're Oshfair in prison.
Well, the last time we saw someone disappeared, it was Caden and the other two that took him.
And what happened to them? Oh, shit. Never
yeah.
mind.
DM.
Yes.
Besides the whistle, was there anything on Votos that maybe could be identifiable? Could I use locate object to maybe find something that would have been on his person?
Like a cool necklace.
No.
Maybe pick a scale. He had a bunch of scales.
Yeah, there was one particular scale that stood out to you, and you became very familiar with it.
Ah, the iridescent scale.
Most of them were
scale.
Emerald, and there was one that was aquamarine. It was it was bad. He should have just plucked it.
Everyone down here wears the same, for lack of a better term, wears the same orange jumpsuit. It's not.
But.
Locate creature would be
one
a spell you could use if you had
hourly.
Locate creature.
I don't.
Yeah, that would be the one that you could use in this scenario.
All right, let's think about it. If I were and I chose to abduct someone who I believed to be responsible, I would have taken them to the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn it. I thought that
But once we do figure that out, I could try to, sneak in there and see if, confirm that wherever he is, and...
Then we can get to work. at our jobs, you know, and then...
I mean, I feel like these are two schemes that have to be kind of pulled off at the same time. Springing Vodos from wherever he is and us leaving kind of has to be timed to be bam, bam.
Could we, assuming that we've, you know, gotten ourselves out of the way, could...
I can speak with small animals.
Of course.
So I'm
also assuming we've been sort of, you know, moving down.
I'm
to,
thinking
towards...
that this is kind of wibbly wobbly conversations. I'm not thinking this is linear. Okay. So could... go ahead, yeah, however you want to.
I'm sorry. Chi chi.
Could we? could you, Zook or Nell or whoever's in charge of doing the work with the ink, could you finish it to 99%?
You're the one that makes the ink, right?
But the whatever the spell has to, whatever it is, you know, if it's drawing the rune, could you finish it to 99.9% and then wait, and then when you hear us or whoever coming, finish it and we go right in and then we're gone.
Make the roll.
Can I also
Arcana?
Give him inspiration?
22.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Never mind.
Based on what you know about creating runic circles or creating runes to channel the magic, it's very possible that you could wait and leave a portion of it and then do that last final flourish to bind
it
together.
Maybe just like a dot someplace or something.
Basically like the one final swish to
just
activate.
Won't connect the line over here.
Okay.
It's like simple. Connect the dots. If you don't go from start, you know, start to end, yeah,
I've
you're good.
I've got a few questions about the spell. So, do you know exactly how much space you need? Do you know where we need to do this? Does it need to be down at the bottom by the...
seaside?
down by the bridge bay? With the banks of the hanky-panky?
The swimming hole?
I have a rough estimate.
Okay, what I'm trying to get at here is, could this be a mobile situation where Kestis has kind of packed up all the materials in a nice convenient way? Could you do the symbol on the canvas?
Yeah, that's...
And then take it around with us, and then is like, are there multiple spaces big enough for you to just throw this out when needed and complete this spell?
Is this canvas the size of a cell, or is it the size of like the whole central area of
It is not the entirety of the bottom of the void. So I would say, I've again never put this into physical terms, so you have to bear with me as I'm trying to rationalize this here. The bottom of the void is pretty extensive because it is the same. It's not tapered, so it's the same size. Which is, it's probably about 120 feet across or so from end to end or something like that. The dive hole itself is only about maybe less than half of that. So I'd say maybe about 50 foot span, not the bottom there. It's not the full entirety of it. Mm-hmm. It is, because there is materials and supplies and other things that are down there at the bottom that are used for the task for day to day. What was written down in the note was that area, about the 50-foot area, was big enough and unobscured enough to be what is required. So I would say, I'll throw the numbers out there that way, if you can get 50 in a 50-foot circle of uninterrupted space, that is where you could set it up, and that is, according to the note, what they were envisioning, was just being able to cover that area so they had an unobstructed spot to do it. Everywhere else is not, there's not open space, because everything else is either, like I said, has stuff in it. There are cells built into places, so the diving hole is the only open spot that is unobstructed.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, and so basically, almost like a trampoline cover, like stretching it across. That is what they were hoping to accomplish, drawing the circle on it, and then using it as the activation. Basically,
is there ever like downtime for the diving hole?
Yeah. Right. So the shifts, the dive hole is used 3 times a day by 3 different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's done, it's done. And then downtime, again, time's kind of a weird thing.
Sure,
so
sure,
I would
say
there's about 3-ish hours of time between the end of the shifts and lights being turned off for the night, or dimmed, basically. The magical lights are on most of the day, and then they dim it in the evening for everyone to get a rest at. So there's about a 3-hour gap between there. However, that is the time that most people are out and about, either, as I said, getting dinner, hanging out with fellow inmates, moving around. Like, you can use that time because the dive area might be less busy, okay, but there is always the potential. The potential for a perception check is higher for them.
Sure.
If you attempt it at that time.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, do we know when would be the best time?
Either during downtime or in the dead of night. Okay. But the dead of night is you. So here's what I will say. The balancing scale is, during downtime, you do not have to be as stealthy because people are expected to move around and be active, but perception is higher because there are more eyes out in the area. Mm-hmm. Perception drops during the dead of night, but your stealth climbs because then you have to be quiet. If you wake somebody else, now you've got attention. Sure. You've got direct attention. Indeed. So that is your counterbalances. What are you willing to risk? Everyone's stealth or the perception of prisoners?
And I'm stealth. Just going to let stealth. You guys know, as far as stealth goes, I can teach you how to be stealthy. And I can extend my stealth to you.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Okay, yeah. Ready?
Yep.
Is everyone ready?
Oh, I thought you and I were just going to do a class.
No, all of... Oh, okay. We can just...
Yeah,
okay.
I'm ready. Teach me.
Okay, everybody watch. Is everybody watching?
Aww. I'm definitely watching. I don't know how this works.
Okay, I cast Pass Without Trace on
me. Oh, damn it. I've seen you do this before.
I thought you were going to do something cool.
I can do that, too.
Yeah. Boo.
I mean, I don't want to heckle you and say new material, but that's... I've seen it.
Why did you ask to see it again?
You said you were going to teach us to become stealthy, not cast Pass Without a Trace.
Well, I was trying to give to you a little bit of the onus, like, to just to make you feel like it was more of a collaborative thing. Really, it is just my,
Connie,
you know, will.
I am a student. Teach me how to be stealthy.
Okay, don't talk. What?
Sorry. If, hypothetically, you and I both did that at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Would it work?
I don't know.
We become splinter cells.
Let's try.
I'm going to also cast Pass Without a Trace on the group of us.
All right. Have I learned? I'm going to try to walk in front of you. Can you see?
I feel like we all get it. That would be a plus 20 to all of us, and we can't even see ourselves.
We should do a team full of rangers.
I think so. I mean, it is a concentration spell, so it's basically like...
You can't do it twice.
It's kind of like a psychic bond almost.
Oh, okay.
That's so,
what is
okay.
Reddit
so say? It is a concentration spell, but there's no limit. So yeah, it'd be a plus 20 to everybody, as long as they're within 30 feet of you.
Yeah.
As long as we stay together.
As long as you stay together.
Yeah, let's stay tight.
I think we.
So
go for
yeah. So your idea of pulling off two things at once would not benefit from this.
Not the stacking.
No, but
we could also. You could. Be with one group and I can use the other.
And that is still a plus 10 to everybody. Yes. So, yeah, that's however you want to handle that. But yeah, it basically, once you are within 30 feet of each other, Pass Without a Trace would then stack upon each other. Like paladin auras.
Looks like dead skin.
Wow. Plus 5.
What's everybody's stealth? If you had to, you know, like.
My name's Wyatt and I got 88 stealth.
Oh, gosh.
I just won 8 last time I checked. I think it's just an 8.
So that's an 8 for Wyatt. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stealthy would you say you naturally are right now?
I think, for me, personally, I kind of have an aura that's kind of jingly-jangly about me. So I think I have a plus 3. So not the best, not the worst.
Probably about half.
Half of 5? That?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, mine's a 20.
Just throwing out.
Yeah, okay, Wyatt. You know, like, when we met, I followed you very successfully, and it was fine. Yeah.
I don't recall. I have a short-term memory loss.
That's right. How
about
you?
Met before? We've
met before this. It clicks in his head. Blood leaks out his nose. I'm kidding.
No. He remembers all the murders.
Yep. You found it.
I would say, 4. I don't have anything creative.
All right. Well, I mean, that's pretty good. I think our odds are pretty good.
all right? Yeah, once we get down there, do we do it with swiftness?
I think we do it with efficiency.
Okay. Do we have rolls? I imagine somebody's going to have to lay this out. Zook will probably have to complete the rune. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to have anchor points on this top, so maybe a couple of buckets or something on either side, so it's not a floppy top over a water hole.
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
Yeah, you definitely need to anchor it at various places.
If you are planning this out, I will tell you. Mm-hmm. Zook, go ahead and give me an Arcana check real quick.
You're kind of loving it, though, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
You get it.
Salt?
Yeah, I'm just eating salt.
That was cocked.
Is it good salt?
It's good salt.
What is the knack for it again?
2d6. Or a d6, like based on whatever you want to do.
Just waiting for the arrow to pierce you.
Any second now.
You have no problem pouring 18? A packet of sugar.
Yes, that's fine. Based on your studies of this spell, you're pretty sure it's going to take you roughly 10 minutes to cast it.
Yep. About 10 minutes or so to cast.
Yeah, so
spell.
Based on your guys' planning, just so you are aware, when he starts, it will be a 10-minute ritual that, if interrupted, doesn't negate it, but he can't just, like, he has to do it for 10 minutes until he gets to the final stopping point, mm-hmm. which I'm allowing, but he has to sit and concentrate for 10 minutes to get the spell done. Otherwise, he can stop it at any point, but the ratios of probability will fluctuate.
It creates a black hole.
You never know. If you stop right at the beginning, who knows?
But we're going to need to figure out how long then it would take us to spring Vodos. So we've got to find
Right,
Vodos
that's what
first.
I wanted you guys to factor that in so it wasn't just like a go, go. It was like, no, 10 minutes has to start.
Go, go,
so,
go, and wait.
And hurry up and wait. So, but anyhow, all continue. Right.
I don't know what that voice was. We're going to have to figure out how long it's going to take to go get Vodos, but we got to figure out where Vodos is first, because I can't, if it's going to only take him 10 minutes, they can't say, okay, great, start now. And then I'm going to go see if I can find Vodos and then come back if we want the best chance. I mean, we could do it that way, but if I don't find him in time, I got to just bail.
That could be your time limit.
Or I could go see if I can find him now, and then we got a better idea of what time we're looking at here. And then we could plan, like, okay, we've got 10 minutes from the time, you know, I think, because we got to figure out how long is it going to take to get from where Vodos is once he's sprung to get all the way back down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty good at scouting stuff.
Are you, though?
I'm the best there is.
Okay.
Right,
on a scale of
I don't want to hear anybody
negative
my wife
2 to 10.
Well, pang.
How good would you say you are at investigation?
4.
Well,
I think I'm 4 good at that.
I'm back and forth.
But my perception's a 9, and that should count for something, right?
No, it won't.
No, I'm great. Just sort of looking around.
I'm just kind of casually
looking. You'll be happy to know. I would say 2.
Shut up, Neil.
I would say on a scale of -2 to 10, I'm sort of a -1 at that.
Yeah, me.
Not really my strong suit.
Why does the scale start at -2?
Well,
that's just what he said before. And I was just going
Wyatt on. Sounds like the voiceover of any theme park, like after you leave train thing.
Yeah. Welcome to the Patter King. Yeah, you would. Y'all done made it off wildfire. See you again.
Y'all come back now.
Enjoy your time on the time traveler.
Well, it sounds to me like Barrios.
It's not hard. Barrios.
There was an apostrophe between every letter the way you just said it.
I feel like I'm saying it right. Nicolás.
No, Nicolás. Well, it sounds like Barrios and I.
Where are you putting the apostrophes? It's not before and after the R.
Barrios.
It's Barrios.
Burritos.
Somehow that's less offensive. Yes. What did you?
Me and burritos and Wyatt then should probably go try to investigate and spring. Investigate the potential for springing Vodos and then time it and everything and report back.
I'll stay down here and keep an eye out while Nell and Zook maybe start to. Mm-hmm.
Are you investigating during downtime or during lights out?
I think during. Wait, what do you guys think? Downtime, lights out. I mean,
I think investigation should maybe take. Lights out. No, downtime.
I was thinking downtime.
On team downtime? I'm glad I didn't have to disagree with you.
I feel that feels less suspicious.
Yeah. Like we can get pretty close and then kind of just disappear and wander in. And
yeah, just walking around, sure. Just hanging out, dude.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get the investigation checks going as we approach the downtime part of the evening. Is it?
I'm scared.
It can happen tonight if we find Vodos and we can see how we could easily spring him. If we find him, or if we don't find him, or if we realize that it's going to take some planning to spring him, then I think maybe we wait. Except, I don't know. I'm not really good at, like, prioritizing what's the most important thing to do here. So, I'm definitely leaving that up to committee. Let's take a look. Let's see what we can find as far as Vodos goes and then reconvene.
I'll take a lap.
Okay, go ahead and roll investigation. Yeah, let's do it.
Cacked.
10.
Should we roll 10? Something for Wyatt?
Yeah, if Wyatt wants to be... I figured the trio's doing this.
Here
so.
We go.
That's another 9.
Okay. So he gets
you should roll for
Wyatt. He gets a 13.
Right. I should roll for Wyatt.
Yeah, you should roll for Wyatt. Let's see what happens.
It's a 9. Oh. But that's a 9 plus 4 for investigation.
13. 10.
Yep.
Connie?
3.
Do you want to roll for Wyatt, too? See if you get a 9?
So
zero.
Yes. God damn it.
I will say.
It's a 9. Just kidding. It's a 5.
Well, it's a 6.
I will say.
Upside down.
In the time that you guys are looking around and kind of perusing the void to the best of your ability to try to see if you can find any obvious signs of where Vodos is being kept, you don't find any. But you do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hear a passing remark about multiple people that are being re-educated and how they are apparently located somewhere in the upper levels of the void.
All right, maybe how about I show you that neat stealth trick and we go in there.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to learn.
All right.
Sounds great.
Cast Pass Without Trace.
Pass Without Trace.
And okay. We try to infiltrate the upper levels.
Easy enough to do.
The old upper decker.
Some Wyatt stuff.
Go ahead and roll your stealth checks for everybody, please. Oof.
The oval.
No.
It's a plus 20, right?
Yeah, knack for it. I need to hit the door. Okay, there we go.
I got a 37.
Of course he did.
I rolled a 19 plus an 18. So. Okay.
Against all odds.
I'm glad it's mine so high.
Yeah, Wyatt's gone. So.
25
is wheel. I knacked it.
Wait, is there a bonus?
How many key points do you have?
How many do I have? I have yeah. seven,
one per
I think,
level,
right?
probably.
I think so. Okay, I just
start with
six.
One.
Okay, because I know it. Pass Without Trace uses key points, but you already took a long rest, so you're not low on key points, so
first
you're good.
And
Drew doesn't keep track of things like that.
So he doesn't track key points. Then we're fine. Then never mind. It's like ammunition.
How many key points does he have? As many as he needs until his next long rest.
I will let you guys know that I have never used more key points.
No, I believe you. I just didn't. I in my head you had used some already, but I was like, no, you have taken a long rest.
I have
so it's
used
not.
One when I did that little unnecessary. Actually, no. Let's say we've just been holding that one pass without a trace. It's for an hour.
Like a fart? You just been? Oh, you've been.
Isn't it 10 minutes for pass without a trace?
It's an hour.
Oh, it is. Oh, dang. Cool. All right. So yeah, you use your two key points. You cast pass without a trace. You still have it. Yeah. So you. Okay. Go ahead and give me the stealths again. Sorry, I was doing other things.
25, 37. 25, 37.
25, 25, 37.
Even I don't know where I am. But that's actually pretty normal for me.
I've tied a string to him. Just got a string tied to Wyatt.
Okay. You guys begin to make your way as innocuously as you can to the upper levels, kind of passing around cells with, you know, prisoners in them, prisoners milling about. But nobody is taking notice to you guys. You're pretty well hidden in plain sight, as it were. And you approach what appears to be some cells that are have been converted into a larger kind of singular cell, like the walls have been broken through. And there looks to be a cell with, it looks like three individuals in the cell. This cell is guarded. There are looks to be two guards, nobody that you recognize or see, who are standing outside of the cell door. And there are three individuals inside the cell that appear to be, for lack of a better term, kind of bundled and, like, chained against the wall. Their arms are kind of up over their heads, and they're facing away from the doors, so you can't see any features. But you do, as you're up there and kind of, like, looking around, you do see, like, from across the way, you do notice that cell. And getting closer without being noticed, you do see there are, looks to be, about three individuals inside that cell.
How far is it?
It's upper levels, probably third or fourth level up, so very, very near the top. I would say at this point you're about probably 70-ish feet away from it, just kind of milling about without anyone taking notice of you.
If I can move closer, mm-hmm. like 10 feet, at least 10 feet closer where I can mm-hmm. bamf into that cell.
Yeah.
Into the darkness. See if I can recognize anyone in there.
Hold on, before you do that,
okay.
You have to let the pan flute soloist finish.
I'd like to cast subtly, if I may.
Oh yeah, wait, what am I talking about? Hey, I can't quite tell who those guys are. I could try to get closer.
I'm going to subtly cast Detect Thoughts.
And I would, so any creature I can see within 30 feet, I can detect their surface thoughts, whatever's most on their mind at the moment. And I can try to probe deeper, but if I do, they must make a wisdom save.
So that's 30 feet away. These guys are roughly 60 feet away.
We can't get any closer to them?
You can, but you're going to... So I will say your stealth has gotten you to this point unnoticed, uh-huh. but it will be a different roll to get close enough without them looking at you and going, I wonder what they're doing, because they're specifically watching these cells.
What if I walked by, like, when you go to the mall and there's the kiosk of the guy that will, like, polish jewelry for you, and you don't want to acknowledge?
Don't want to make eye contact?
I would like to walk by and not acknowledge while subtly casting
detect thoughts. If you want to make a performance check to be somebody who is...
So I want to make a performance check, but it sounds more like something deceptive, because I'm innately just trying to...
You know what?
I hear what you're saying too, but hey, don't get away from me. Don't get too far away from me. I don't think we want to like get less stealthy. I think
go ahead and make your deception check.
Okay, we all stay within 30 feet of
22.
And
with an 8, you get within 30 feet. You guys are probably closer to 50, so you stay back still within your range of view. 20. You get up there. And you see the guards, one of them does look your way, but then just kind of doesn't really register you're there and just continues to watch. And you can get within 30 feet of the individuals.
All right, cool. And I'm going to subtly cast Detect Thoughts.
You immediately get the thoughts of pain and exhaustion from all three. Two of them, their minds are filled with... One of them is panic. The other one is rage.
I thought you were going to say pain and panic.
The third one... well, all of them are in pain. The third one is fixated on a memory. Is trying to block out the rest of the world and just think about a memory.
Do I have enough time to try to probe deeper
into If you would that? Like to, yeah. In this moment. I mean, it's an action to do it, so it's like instantaneous.
Yeah, it's a wisdom
save.
Yeah.
What's the DC?
15.
That's a 14.
Yes.
Somebody's getting pro.
You delve. Do they know? For me. Do they know?
I think they only know if it's a failure.
It's a failure. Okay.
Let me double check real quick.
No, that's fine.
This is where having a Will Moon around was so handy.
I think they know. Either way.
Well, how will I cast that?
Yeah, you never know. Let's just check. Okay, there, buddy.
Hey. Listen.
Where did it go? I just had detect thoughts.
Trying to expedite.
I know.
Well, like I had the spell has since this. Oh, there it is. It was the second old spell. Did you? Gosh, get that out of there. As an action, you can shift your attention to another creature, attempt to probe deeper into the same creature's mind. If you probe deeper, target must make a wisdom save.
Either way, the target knows you're probing into its mind.
Damn it.
Well, that's fine.
And unless you shift your attention to another creature's thought, the creature can use its action on its turn to make an intelligence check contested by your intelligence.
Yeah, unless the caster has probed deeper, the target will not know that the thoughts are being read, but once you probe deeper, they will realize it. So, okay, that's fine. That doesn't really affect it. You probe a little bit deeper and get the clarity of a memory of two people in a cell, Vodos and his partner, as they are heads together, bent over a book where she's writing furiously, and Vodos is watching her and just kind of taking that moment and just enjoying it. And even though he is skeptical, he sees her hope and realizes that maybe there is a chance.
Okay. I go back to my two teammates and I say, you guys aren't going to believe this, but I think I found Vodos' girlfriend.
Didn't Kestis say she was at the bottom of the ocean?
Okay, then I might have found Vodos.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. All right, great.
It wasn't a first-person memory, okay?
Okay, so they're in that cell... All right, let's go report back.
Sounds good.
Do we know how to, you know, where the entrance to the cell is and how we can?
They're just standing. It's a simple cell door, same as all the other ones. But it is. But there are two guards standing adjacent to it.
Sounds exciting.
Okay. This looks like a job for ball bearings.
I miss my ball bearings every day.
Are you guys?
I want to share them again.
Are we kicking this? Are we kicking this off as the dead of night rolls around?
Yeah, we going downstairs.
Yeah, let's go downstairs. The thing is, I want to talk to you, Kestis. I'm thinking maybe
if we're splitting up and each of us is going to, you know, help our friends be stealthy, then maybe you would be more helpful when it comes to a breaking someone out of a cell situation than I would. Well, you know, I'm more of a breaking into a cell and killing those people inside of the cell kind of thing. But we seems like we want to do the opposite of that right
and
now.
You know, Votos, I haven't talked to him about this, and I think I've spent more time with him than...
For sure. I don't think that he would really get it if I showed up.
Right.
Trying desperately to break the lock of his cell.
So you can stay down here...
With the smart ones.
With the smart folk, and you help the spell, and then I'll take...
Yeah.
Barrios and Wyatt upstairs, and the three of us will.
What do you think?
Exfiltrate.
Yeah, I'd just like to clarify. I'm smart enough to be down here. I just don't. I feel like I could be a better use.
Oh, that's a code word. I mean it. No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
in this time, I would like to prepare some arcane patchwork for. People?
Yay. Sure.
I know, it's been a minute. So I would like to Zook, this Yoop. One's for you. It's bootstraps.
Ooh.
I think you might be able to need it, and I think you might be a key person when we're laying all of this out. So I'm giving it to you. If you fail an ability check or saving throw as a reaction, you can choose to succeed.
Cool.
I will prepare shiny button for Barrios.
Yes.
A button that catches the light and causes a distraction.
He's a cat. It's just going to distract him.
as a reaction, you can choose to impose disadvantage on any attacks directed at you. Or I'm assuming maybe you can use it for distraction in other ways.
We'll gladly show them my shiny button.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Look at my shiny button. Oh, on a cat? Is it a chocolate starfish?
Yeah. It's like a shiny butt plug.
Uh-huh.
And then... I'll go ahead and I'll give scufflinks to Connie. You have advantage on attack roll.
Connie loves scufflinks.
I know. I mean, they're well suited to you. And then at this time as well.
You feel so fancy.
I am not the best Zook in Arcana, and you are clearly more talented, but I will help you in any way. Is there anything I can do? Any way I can hold the brushes, or if we could pour over this information to try to make it as successful as possible? I'm here to help.
Ooh, I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I'll try to fill you in as much as I can.
Okay. So I don't know if that'll grant us later or any future time. Well,
we will see when the time comes.
During that time as well, I'm going to take 10 minutes and ritually cast water breathing.
Oh.
On the group of us. Nice. Just in case.
Seems like things could get hairy. Okay, so you're going to do water breathing for 24 hours of
if brilliant. We're about to, you know, make big brilliant moves, move. It seems like brilliant escaping move. From an underwater prison, it might be good to be able to breathe
lovely.
Water.
Lovely. Love that. That
but
is
can
fantastic.
We also breathe get
oh, yeah, now that they breathe wild, underwater, you can't breathe in
yeah,
air.
Water.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now, Connie?
Immediately you can't breathe.
Good, drowning good. In the air.
Okay.
Slap you on the back like a baby who's gotten caught in the like
yep.
forgetting how to can't breathe thing.
Breathe.
Come back.
That's so weird.
Fine. My parents used to blow in my face to get me to like come out of the shock of it. So okay. So here we go. You guys are heading who's heading up to the top? To bust it up.
Barrios, and Wyatt.
The rabbit.
And the rest are staying down here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need stealth checks from the groups as we begin this.
Yeah.
Pass without trace.
Okay.
Pass without trace.
Obviously.
Okay. Another key point and
another spell slot. I explicitly cast pass with trace.
No, you don't.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
You're leaving little turds everywhere you go.
He's leaving breadcrumbs.
No one and can see him. But
water breathing is not concentration casts, just to verify.
Yeah, because that'd be a 20. That's 24 hours.
Yeah. It should be concentration, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get group one. Let's get the breakout group.
Okay.
So it would be Kestis, Barrios, and Wyatt. Let's get the breakout group.
So 28 for Kestis.
I need to actually roll
28.
Something.
We don't have to stay within range of you.
We are past that trace.
You pass that trace, so plus 10.
35.
Thank you. All right, so you guys begin to make your way up to the top to begin to extract Votos. The people down below, I need stealth checks from all of you.
With plus 20, right?
Plus 10.
Plus 10.
Because it's just Connie right now.
Oh, damn, but maybe right at the very end of this thing.
Oh, dang. Because we can probably cast it again.
28.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
21. Connie?
28.
Nice. All right. Okay.
You jingly jangly little
you
minx.
You all begin to spread out into your areas. Zook, you wait as Connie and Nell begin to stretch out the canvas across the dive hole, securing it with...
I was assuming if there's like equipment down there, maybe we could put some heavy dive equipment on it.
Shanks into the
ground. Most people just jump in with the rebreather. That's all they get.
Yeah, Wyatt left a whole big pile of shanks with him.
I would think like...
Okay, it's you want to try to tack it in there?
Sure. Like
that'll take a little bit of time because you're not trying to like wail on them and pound them in there. But yeah, you could definitely use those very easily.
Do you think my unseen servant can maybe help? Unheard.
He's not
servant.
Super strong, but he can definitely give you some assistance in this.
I will cast him.
So you spread out the canvas across the dive hole, begin to tack it down, secure it in place. Zook, you grab the ink that has been provided to you, pulling out the rune that has been drawn for you, and begin to mix the components of the dust and the ink, and begin to draw using the ink, and begin to sprinkle with the dust, beginning to add texture and design to this rune. I need you to go ahead and roll your first Arcana check to begin this spell.
Zook, you're going to do wonderful. Thank you. Inspiration.
Yeah, don't jinx him.
Go ahead.
Is that an 8?
You're making him lose his focus.
Shut up.
Wait, what was that? Okra.
Just one big streak.
Oh, jeez. Well, 6, 25.
Okay.
You don't have to use it right now. You can wait.
I already rolled it.
Okay. Is it a one-time use thing?
You can you can hold it for 10 minutes. Oh, wait, actually, and if he fails...
We don't need to debate this. He can...
Okay.
He's
over. It's going to be fine. It's just increasing the chances.
I'm just letting him know if you rolled, like, say you rolled like a 5 or something and the DC was 10 and you used your inspiration dice and it still didn't add up to that, you still get to keep that inspiration dice. I have a feature that's...
For some reason I thought I keep rolling it within like 10 minutes or
something.
Oh,
no.
Like,
oh,
be, good thing.
Well, then I didn't want to use that.
Well, it will help you, and you did already roll, so I'm going to call it
29.
29, very good. Oops. So you begin drawing the circle with deft precision and feel pretty good about your starting point. The 10-minute countdown has begun. The other group.
Spamming it. You're still doing wonderful. These runes look so good. Look at the crisp lines. Inspiration.
Listen, can you inspire him more quietly?
Oh, of course.
All right, group number two. You approach the top levels and see the cell that was pointed out to you earlier. One guard stands at the door, the three figures inside shrouded in darkness.
You want us to try to get in there first and just off him before he's got a chance to say anything?
Yeah, probably. I think Wyatt's going to grab one of his shanks.
Yep.
And sneak around behind. Kestis is going to go ahead.
Seamless.
And also... Wow. He's got a degree.
Wunderbar.
He's going to go ahead and...
What grade did you get in the class where they teach you how to flip-flop back between
the It's just the class called life, you know? Kestis is gonna just
makes me
be
feel
ready
inferior
if
to you, and I don't really feel like I like that dynamic.
Shut up, Drew. You see Kestis, there's a fin that sort of starts to just unfold from his arm. With, you know how like sometimes fish will have like reverse hook spiked fins, and he's just ready to be a primal savagery attack.
Oh,
just okay. Just in case whatever Wyatt does doesn't immediately take this person out, just an immediate follow up attack.
Okay,
should he need it?
Kestis is a badass.
All right, so you
he's also still afraid of the dark
and a child.
Yeah, Kestis has a degree from the streets.
All right, so Wyatt's gonna go. Wyatt's gonna go for the attack.
Yes.
Go ahead and.
Now,
probabilities are weird.
What's his whole deal? Is it he's an assassin? Is that
he's an assassin? So this hit, if he hits it, it's an automatic crit.
Oh, cool. That is a 16 to hit.
Well, with an armor class of 11, because they have no armor, this guard is defenseless. This is an auto crit assassination, so go ahead and roll and double the damage.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's
use your knack for it. No, I'm kidding.
26 points of damage plus total. Anything? That's plus the two that he gets.
26?
26 points of damage.
With precision.
Just one big hop, stab him in the throat, and land on the floor. Just again.
Oh, like Achilles from Troy.
With that one big bulge.
Yeah, and very much like the fighter from Troy, he takes a step and then shakes his head, and then...
Kestis catches him as he falls.
Drops to the ground.
And throws him.
And just
off the ledge.
Lazy.
He lands on the canvas, which is being spread out.
And bounces right back up like Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one.
Then the black hole forms.
Uh-huh.
Then why did I build this trampoline?
All right, y'all. Way's clear. Let's work on getting in here. Do we have a locked door in front of us? Is that?
The door is locked. And there are the three bodies in there.
That's not...
Yeah, can we take a quick poke through the pockets of this guard, see if he's got any key to the door?
Shuffling through real quick. There is no key. Most of these are locked from the inside. So
I'm already stuck with my claw in there.
Yeah, very quick.
I was going to say, I think
simple,
all three of us are capable of
very simple,
making an attempt at the door.
Dexterity check. Using your proficiency.
14.
Yeah, easy enough. Unlocks, and the door opens. Opens up.
Damn it. We didn't put WD-40 on it.
All right. You all step into the cell there are the three forms chained up against the wall in this, and the room is completely dark in here. Mm-hmm. It's overshadowed by a lot of the wall that is kind of protecting it, but they're all up against the wall.
Can one of you tell me which one Vodos is?
Yes, but I'm going to try the same thing I did a few sessions ago and send a dancing lights me about 15 feet in front of us. Just a shadow. Oh, no, that probably won't work on actual humans. They're not as stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're not jellyfish.
let's see.
Or are they? That's the big reveal. Everyone in here is actually a jellyfish.
I mean, you guys are still stealth, so you can make your way in there quietly if you'd like to.
Okay. Oh. From the far side of the room, I'm just gonna take the whistle out and blow into it, see which figure moves.
That's good. That's
good. Cool.
So I don't
cool.
make an incorrect
none of,
guess.
None of them move. They're all still.
That seems unhelpful. Are they like bags over the heads or anything?
All of them have a sack over their head, and their arms are above them, and they're up facing the wall, arms above them.
Well, Vodos was ticklish, so we could... second thought, we should probably just take their bags off. And I'm just going to sneak up to the first one and just...
Pull the bag off?
Yeah.
This prisoner is one unrecognizable, bald, with a few tattoos, passed out.
Stab him in the neck. Next prisoner.
No. You're not Vodos. We don't need you.
Next
prisoner. Pull the hat off. This one is long, matted hair, kind of a scraggly beard, also passed out, unconscious, not Vodos.
Right. Third one?
Pulling the third one off. Also, not Votos.
It's Caden.
No.
Oh, thank God.
It's just another prisoner.
And they all... Do they look... Like... do they look like they're magically disguised in any way? Can we tell?
No, they all look... Two of them you immediately recognize as the two you cast Antagonize on.
Okay, cool.
No, that's fair.
But...
Votos wasn't really a part of that.
All three of these are unconscious. And none of them are Votos.
Is there, like, anywhere deeper into this...
No, this cell's pretty... I mean, it's a little bit longer, but it's not deep.
Goddamn guard was Votos.
But you look down it to see kind of, like, is there anything else down here? And you can see on the far end there is one of the beds of this cell that was put together at one point. And as you look down there, you can see a light turns on. And standing, or sitting, on the bed, Caden looks at all of you. I thought I made myself crystal clear when I told you this is not how we do things in the void.
This is not my cell. Whoa.
Deception?
Weird.
You have decided to be nothing but a thorn in my side the entirety of your tenure down here. I don't take kindly to those who push me too far. The last one to do that never saw the surface again. And now... Votos will share their fate.
Isn't that sort of the MO of this whole place?
It's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet story.
Nobody sees the surface anyway. End it quickly.
We kind of have our own surface here. I don't think Votos will be enjoying the depths of which he resides. He will for the next hour while he has air. Beyond that is out of my control.
So he's down there now.
For now.
He's quite the swimmer.
Not in his state.
I think he can breathe underwater, so he'll be okay.
Caden rises and just kind of dusts himself off.
I do hope I've made my point perfectly clear. Votos is an example. Continue these frivolous plans, and I'll be forced to be more personal.
Point of clarification. Our entire group is known for frivolity. Could you specify what plans it is that you want us to cease and or desist?
We do have so many plans going around most of the time. Yeah, mine had a lot to do with ball bearings. Can I do that one still?
I see. Let me be explicitly clear.
He walks up and reaches out and he grabs the neck of one of the prisoners and lifts them up off the wall. And he looks at all three of you.
With both hands, right?
One hand.
Fuck, he's strong.
He goes,
do your work. Help your fellow man. That is how we survive. And you hear the snap and pop. That is how we survive in the void. Your punishment is Votos. The next time,
and he drops the corpse along the wall,
it will be you.
And he shoulders past you and walks out.
For someone complaining about thorns, you don't seem all that interested in getting rid of us.
He stops at the outside the door.
It's just a lot of talk about how we're thorns. Usually you pluck those, but you seem intent on driving them further in.
Tell me, young centaur. When you badmouthed your headmistress, she kill you or she beat you?
I've gone without food a night or two.
Pain is the best teacher. I kill out of necessity. And to teach new prisoners to get the fuck in line. Shame. Vodos was one of our oldest. Could have stood to learn a thing or two from him. Now he knows that his death comes at the hands of a bunch of heads in the clouds prisoners that thought they could leave. He nods, looks down at the body that is on the floor, and just walks away. Disappears into the darkness.
Oh, wait, I had another question. Never mind.
The 10 minutes is continuing to tick down. But the three that are up top know it's really more like an hour that's ticking down. And that is where we'll leave you all tonight with a very, very interesting choice to be had. We'll see you all next time. Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Why Magic School Bus. Good night, everybody.
Bye, sweet angel baby powder sugar donut loves.
Later, loser idiots.
Okay, we gained a level.
Now a good one, because, you know, sandwich them. You got to sandwich them.
You've been listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. We hope you've enjoyed our little show as much as we've enjoyed making it for you. Be sure to come back Mondays each week for a new installment, and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review while you're there. Those things help us out a whole lot. And if watching is your thing, no judgments here. Our YouTube channel has all the content you need. Speaking of following, you can follow the show on social media too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus, and when you do, make sure you say hi. Want more than the average listener? Then our Patreon is the place for you. You can get early access, ad-free episodes, and a whole lot more when you join us on the bus. Thanks again for listening. See you next week. Oh, it's this.
That's not a very strong.
I've seen somebody else post this exact thing and have a
pretty good. Lights, but you gotta have it on like on loop. There you go.
Which part am I supposed to?
The whole thing in the stripped club, straight up jorking it, and by it, haha. Well, let's just say, my peanuts.
What is that?
It's the striped club too.
The striped club, yes, in the striped club. Straight up jorking it. It's a tweet that has been living in my brain nonstop since I saw it. And by it, I mean my peanuts.
Peanuts.
P-E-A-N-I-T-S. Peanuts.
Peanuts. That's just how some people say peanuts.
That's a pretty good comic book.
I'm jorking peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do like the peanuts.
I wish he hadn't stopped writing it.
Yeah, maybe that person should have started writing a book.
Peanuts.
Me and my peanuts.
Back in youth camp, at one point, I do not remember how the joke goes or why we came up with it.
Yeah, here,
but we basically wanted to come up with a fancy way to talk about a penis. And
a fancy way.
A fancy way. Like a way that was not less offensive. And
it's dignified.
Somehow we got to somebody blurting out penis.
And so we were just like, oh, yes, the Panos. The and Panos. That was the, yeah, so. Panos Spirum. We'll let you figure out what that meant. But yeah, that was, and it got one of my friends back then. She busted a gut laughing so hard at that. It was
what you bust when you're talking about your Panos.
You would think so, but it was
Panos Spirum.
It's your
figured out, Drew. You'll get there.
But fancy.
It's when you're jorking it at a youth camp.
When you're jorking it at the youth camp.
Straight at the youth camp, straight up jorking it.
Straight up jorking it.
And by it, I mean my Panos.
And when you say at the youth camp, like you're aiming the jork at the youth camp.
No,
I mean,
you're not specifically. I don't think that's any worse than just jorking at the youth camp.
If you're a youth at the youth camp, it's less bad. If you were jorking at the youth camp, that's worse.
We got him to laugh. I was at the youth camp. I am not currently at the youth camp. No. Straight up jorking.
When I was a youth, you have to.
When I
that.
Was
a young youth,
my father took me into the youth camp
to jork it
because I kept jorking it.
He said, Suckman, you jork it. Your peanuts. I mean, your peanuts jorking. Jorking at the
You
camp.
Beat it, and you're damned. That's why he's at the youth camp.
That's good. There that's you go. Good.
That's good, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.